Chris Miles was able to retire twice by the time he was 39 years old. But he's not content to just enjoy his own financial freedom and peace of mind. Chris wants you to have your own ripple effect so you can live free today. He's not the financial advisor you expected. He's the anti-financial advisor you deserve. He's jumping behind the mic right now, ready to make waves. Here's Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, your cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Hey, guys, I'm welcome you out for a wonderful show that's for you and about you. Those of you that work so hard for your money and you're ready for your money, start working harder for you now. You want that freedom. You want that cash flow, that prosperity today, not 30 or 40 bazillion years from now, but right now. So you can live that life that you love, doing what you love with those that you love. But guys, so much more importantly, it's not just about being rich. It's about living a life that creates a legacy, that creates a ripple effect through the lives of others. And that's what it means to be a Rippler, guys. So again, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for sharing and binging. I'm loving to see that the numbers have been tripling actually over this last month. And so that's a big part because of you guys. Thank you so much for tuning in and being a big part of this movement because, hey, my ripple effect goes through you guys too. So thank you so much. As a quick reminder, check out our website, moneyripples.com. Not only are there great blogs on there, you can also go to our YouTube page. You can subscribe on the Chris Miles with Money Ripples page. And guys, check that out. And by the way, leave us a review on iTunes. That'd be awesome, guys. So thank you so much. Hey, are you looking for another great podcast to listen to? One about investing and not only just investing, but learning about cool deals like investing in apartments that does not require you to have to be an accredited investor or have $1 million. Hey, if you want to check that out, go check out my friend Lane Kawaoka's site, simplepassivecashflow.com. He's got a great podcast also called Simple Passive Cashflow that you can check out on YouTube, iTunes, or whatever your favorite podcast app is. If you want some great education and to learn about great ways to invest in other types of deals without, again, needing a ton of money, check it out, simplepassivecashflow.com, or look up Simple Passive Cashflow on YouTube or your podcast app. Check it out. All right, guys. So today I've got a guest that, again, you guys know I get pitch guests all the time, but this one like immediately resonated. I was like, I got to have him on. And the worst part is you guys don't have to wait to hear him. So I'll tell you that this guy is awesome. So this guy's name is Alex Kuhn. He's the founder of Born to Lead that helps purpose-driven entrepreneurs become the leaders they were born to be and start, grow, and scale a 6, 7, or 8-figure business. Having trained for the Olympics at the age of 12 for swimming, he learned at a very young age what it takes to achieve anything you put your mind to. And at the age of 24, get this, guys, he became one of the youngest NCAA coaches, established himself as a game-changing leader. He's got more than 200 known success stories that he's worked with, help leaders build these businesses that align with who they are, resonate who they want to be, and intuitively fulfill really where they want to go. And for me, guys, this was so awesome because I love this actual like authentic, real way of you guys be able to really express the best of you to be able to create wealth. And that's what the show is all about, is creating that wealth and prosperity now. So Alex, welcome to our show.
Chris, I'm so just grateful to be here. And it's so obvious the authenticity and integrity you do with this show, and just looking at all the shows and episodes and value and just putting your heart into it. So just, I appreciate you through all those requests having me on your show today.
Yeah, it's the flamingo, I know. It makes it seem so authentic now. They're like, is this guy a Jimmy Buffett fan or what's going on here? Yeah.
It brings color. It brings color to the
that's
studio.
Right.
There.
I'm married. That's what it means.
That's right.
So tell us more about your story. Like, what led you down the path of starting to help entrepreneurs?
Yeah, I mean, I can obviously there's the long story there, but I like to really hit the high level piece there. And I think at the end of the day there, you know, leadership has always been something that, whether I even realize it or not, is something that's been very important to me. And very quick story, you know, my father and I have this great relationship. And I remember at the age of 9, you know, as, you know, father and sons, we like to pick on each other and see if we could get on each other's skin. And I remember my father one day, and like, I'll never forget it. You know, we were driving in the car and I told him he couldn't make me mad today. I was in the best mood ever. And he said, I'm going to make you mad in one sentence, Alex. And I said, there's no way, no way. And he goes, all right, I'm going to do it right now. He's like, Alex, you are a follower. And 9-year-old Alex threw the biggest tantrum and was screaming and yelling, saying, no, I'm not. And whether I realize it or not at that point, you know, leadership has been something that I believe is so integral to every facet of not only my success in my life, but also the people that I've worked with, whether it's in business, whether it's families. I've worked with the highest level of athletes in swimming and hockey. I've worked with, you know, women that are trying to lose weight and mothers that are trying to be the best. And I've been doing a lot of different places. And I've always found that leadership is that game changer, that when you actually truly find not only what works best for you, but more importantly, how you lead best, that you ultimately will build the life that you want.
So with this online world, like, how important is leadership? Because it seems like a lot of people are like, I can just stay at home like this, right? I just be doing my thing. You know, like is leadership and being who you are, is that really an important aspect here?
Well, simple answer, yes. I mean, there's no question that I think it's one of those skills that actually is continuing, especially maybe in the business world, that's kind of becoming this like lost art that we're trying to label it as like servant leadership, or we're trying to, you know, use Simon Sinek's follow the why. And so we're going to try to do these label pieces of leadership. But really, what is leadership? Like, what is actually that definition for leader? And I find that most people, when they say they have a role model, whether it's their parents or a business owner or a coach, more often than not, they say that that person is consistent. That person demonstrates higher levels of honesty, not only with who they're working with, but also with themselves. They demonstrate higher levels of integrity, not just in terms of what they say they're going to do, but more importantly, showing up and doing the things when they promise they're going to do something. And then finally, courage. People that we really like, follow, and respect, it doesn't mean they always have to win. It doesn't mean they always have to achieve these major accomplishments, but we just want to see them go for it, you know, that vision. And at the end of the day, think about anybody that maybe you've bought something from somebody. Whether you realize or not, there was a piece of that person you just said, I really like and trust and know them there, and there's something about them that really resonates with me. And more often than not, it's those three traits, because that person is practicing those traits day after day after day.
Yeah. So like you said, it's more about the traits than it is about, you know, knowing how to talk to people, communicate. I mean, that's all part of it too, right? But for you, it's like, it's barely how you show up.
Yeah. And at the end of the day, for most people, the funniest question I always get is like, well, am I a leader, Alex? Well, how do you know if you're a leader or not? And I always say, listen, anybody can be a leader. And most often not, it's just the question of, you know, we call it success DNA, but more best, how do you actually operate as a leader? You know, whether you're an extrovert or introvert, or whether you're really charismatic, or you're an amazing speaker, or you're really shy and awkward, you know, those things really don't matter. If you look at the history of leaders, whether they're great leaders in business, great leaders in athletics, great leaders in terms of families, right? You see so many different skill sets, so many different talents, so many different strengths and weaknesses, that at the end of the day, really leadership has nothing to do with those pieces, but really more importantly, finding what works best for you and staying consistent and growing in that zone.
Right. It's being who you are, right? And all the weirdness and everything, right?
Everything there. I mean, like, the funniest story I always tell people is like, listen, like, you probably, I don't know if this is a video show or not, but if you see me, I'm not 6'5". I'm not this very disciplinarian looking type of guy. You're not going to see me come down and like be super harsh. You know, I'm a fun loving guy. I'm an easygoing guy. I try to be energetic, inspirational, etc. So
you're not like an Ed Milet or something like that.
No. And I love Ed. I love Ed. Ed's great. He's the greatest guy in the world there. But at the end of the day, if I tried to be something I'm not, it's going to show up. Mm-hmm. And let's say even if you can fake it, you know, this idea of being authentic, let's say you can fake that authenticity, idea like, I'm going to fake being somebody that I'm not. Let's say it works. So what happens ultimately? Ultimately, the resonance you're putting out there in the world is going to attract people that you're not going to want to be around, not going to want to enjoy, not going to want to hang out with. And at the end of the day, I do think a lot of entrepreneurs that are depressed, that are lonely, that are struggling, they're really trying to be a leader that they aren't supposed to be, and ultimately attracting the wrong people, whether it's teams, whether it's clients. And in the end, it's not the business that dies first. Usually it's the leader that dies first. And that's my vision, is to make sure people, as you say, first find themselves and be that person and be okay with it and understand that's going to allow them to grow as fast as they possibly want.
Man, that resonates so much with me, because I don't want to take too much of your time, obviously, but 5 years ago I had that kind of turning point, because prior to that I even had a dream that kind of became a nightmare. Like, I remember being early in business, this after I broke off being on my own, right? I remember I was doing this thing, and I actually used to be, some people know this, I used to be one of the nation's top amateur ballroom dancers in about 20 years ago. And so there was this thing, it was almost like Main Street Disneyland, you know, like kind of Main Street parade type area, brick type things with the lamps and everything. And we're doing this whole big dance number. And then I tell everybody like, hey, if you want to learn how to like, you know, basically create more cash flow, whatever, come in here. You know, it was almost like a little hotel thing. And so everybody's cheering and stuff outside. And I go inside that room and it's me and the cameraman and I'm all alone. I felt so alone. And when I woke up, I was like, I've never felt so lonely. And I realized I was doing a song and dance, like literally doing a, or metaphorically, I guess you could say, literally in the dream, but metaphorically, I was doing like a song and dance. And and then 5 years ago, like I had a divorce and that kind of got me to wake up. I was like, well, who am I? Like, who am I really want to be or who do I want to attract? And that made all the difference. Like I worked third of the hours I used to work. I made 10 times the profits. I mean, it was like, I was able to retire the next year. It was all because I was able to say, enough of this crap. Like, let's just be me and attract the people I want to work with and repel the people I don't want to work with.
And that's why I, you know, see your successful show, Chris. And that's like, I literally, we got on our, you know, intro, like right before the show. And I'm thinking, man, this guy's great. Like, this is gonna, I'm going to hang out with this guy. I'm going to be staying in touch with this guy. And it's just because you're like, wow, you vibe with him. And clearly we have different interests. And clearly, you know, I was a swimmer, so my back is probably strong. And likewise with ballerina dancer, your feet probably could crush my feet in a heartbeat there. But I always look at these, like, you know, we have these different interests and these different passions and all these different things. And yet at the end of the day, I think people that are authentic attract authentic people. And at the end of the day, that's to me the type of person I want to be around in my world, as I'm sure you do as well.
Yeah. So tell us, like, how does this translate to someone creating a 6, 7, or 8 figure business? Like whatever level they're at, they're like trying to get to that next level to scale up, so to speak, right? How does this all apply? How do people make that work for them?
Yeah. And the funny thing is that when we sometimes use the word authenticity and somebody like, how do you be yourself? The first thing we think of is like, oh, how as the nice person can I win in business? Or how as the kind person? Or how as the compassionate person, right? We talk about like, quote unquote, these soft skills and act as if they are disadvantages in our business. And I think the first and foremost thing is to understand that those are not disadvantages and they're not weaknesses, unless you decide they are disadvantages and weaknesses. My kindness and my compassion in my business has been my greatest strength, and it allowed me to connect with people like yourself. It's allowed my team to be more compassionate when it comes to reaching out to podcasts, which allows me to grow my brand internationally, which has allowed me to meet hundreds and thousands of clients all over the world. It's allowed me to speak on stages. I, you know, as a boy who grew in a farm town, I never dreamed of being able to do that type of work. And at the end of the day, the first and foremost thing when it comes to this idea of being yourself is that when you look at what you feel like is you, what you see as your identity, what you see as those traits that are just so integrated into your belief system, the question is are you seeing those things as opportunities for you to build a massive business, or the business, really the business that you want and the type of lifestyle you want, or are you seeing those as hindrances? And one of the first truly not mindset or behavior switches, but first emotional switches, I always challenge everybody is saying, listen, what is your emotional reaction when you say a kind person winning in business, or a compassionate person winning in business, or you and your values winning in business? Do you instantly say there's no way? Do you instantly say, oh, I got to do it? That's the first step. We got to switch that reaction from one that says, ugh, to one that says, yes, one that says, right. I got it. That's the first and biggest step in this whole authenticity and being you winning this business game.
Yeah. So that mental shift to say, hey, these are actually strengths, not weaknesses, or something that's going to prevent you from that success.
Yeah, always. And the thing is that, you know, we talk about these success DNA archetypes. Now I look at these leaders there. And here's the thing, like, there are leaders that operate very differently. And I'm sure, you know, I look at everybody there. And, you know, there's always ways you can like say, well, I want to label every leader. But at the end of the day, I want to make it concise, and I want to make it easier. I find most people that fail in business as leaders, not because of those traits, it's because they are operating poorly with and not in line with their strengths. And there's really four types, and I'll really quickly digest them here. So one is the developer. This is the natural coach. This is the person who literally is able to get the best out of other people. The second is the architect. They take that big vision and are able to put a sequential plan together and put the people in the right position for it to win. Sure. The third is the motivator, the person who is able to get others to say yes. And not always, I'm not saying just yes to the sales, but really yes to their own goals, yes to their own dreams, yes to being a little bit more motivated. And then finally, the visionary, the person who knows what's coming 6 months, 12 months, 2 years down the road, and can anticipate today what should be done so that they don't actually come to a bottleneck in the business because the markets change. When you actually know what your natural type is, you can easily build a business around that. So the business works for you, as opposed to you trying to work against the business.
And do you ever find people that are a blend of those? Because I know with every single test I take, I usually have like three of four. Whenever there's a four category, there's like three of them I almost tie with, right?
Yeah. And a lot of this is, I always say this, is that this is not a personality style.
Right.
You can be a motivator and still be very introverted and very shy and don't want to speak and say, you can have that skill. So the way that we actually structure the assessment is simply, what is your best operational style? And I like to say that your operational style will always stay the same regardless if you take the test today or you take the test 20 years from now, because that aspect of your leadership style is just always going to be the same. Just like if math came easy to you, it's probably always going to come easy to you than language. Language was always hard for me. So I struggled with that language. Yeah, there you go. Commonality. And I just, so the way I always tell people is that there actually is more of a natural type that you probably don't realize. But the question is that, yes, you can have your natural type, but you're also allowed to build these other areas as skills. So you don't have weakness in your leadership game. You can have these as, you know, well-rounded leadership. But at the end of the day, your business has got to be operating within that style that works best for you. Because at the end of the day, it's just using higher levels of IQ, higher levels of EQ, as opposed to really truly operating in your zone of genius.
Yeah. And there's definitely no doubt that if you try to be somebody different or be a different type of leader, because you think that's what a leader should be, that's the easiest way to create failure and get people ticked off at you anyways.
Mm-hmm. All the time.
Not that I've ever had any experience with that before in the past.
Yeah, never had a client mad or anybody mad at me. So, and I say that facetiously. So
exactly. Well, this is awesome. So if people want to like learn more, like how they could be that kind of leader or figure out what kind of leader they could be, or maybe get to know more about your stuff, how would they go about doing that?
Yeah, the simplest way, if you're on the social media world, you can always type, if you type in Alex Kuhn, and my last name is K-U-H-N, if you type that on Instagram and LinkedIn, that's where I'm the most active. And I should say my team is the most active. We'll definitely be able to, you'll be able to interact with me, and we post there so much insight and so much value. And specifically for those that really are trying to grow, not only as leaders in their business and for themselves, but more importantly, how do you actually apply that into a model that allows you to build a business that you actually love being in? But if you always, and as you do on your website, I saw it's amazing. You know, we have incredible tools, incredible assessments, incredible reports and case studies that I know have been very valuable to people. So, and you can find those on my website at alex-kuhn.com. But anybody that listens to the show, honestly, just let me know that you listen to the show. You can direct message me on any of those platforms, or you can just sign up, let me know, and we'll definitely send you, like, honestly, we have a Success DNA course. It's $500. I'm happy to send that to you for free, just because, you know, Chris is the man. And for anybody that's actually smart enough to listen to the show, I want to give you some value that's going to serve you beyond whether you ever you work with me or not.
Awesome. That's very generous. So yeah, everybody, you know, if you use any of those platforms, as LinkedIn or Instagram or whatever, you know, follow Alex. And then, as he said, you can also go to alex-kuhn.com, which we'll put in the show notes as well. So Alex, appreciate your time so much today.
Chris, likewise, you're amazing. Love what you keep up doing what you're doing.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So yeah, as you know, just, you know, kind of sum up what I'm hearing here is, like, it's not just about being you. It's really about being the best version of you, allowing the best gifts of you to come out, because that's how you can best serve and create that ripple effect in other people's lives. And guys, it's time. It's time for you guys to actually shine, let that light shine, and all those strengths and those abilities come out in a way it can serve more people, because dollars follow value that you create for others in the world. And it goes beyond money, guys. This goes beyond all kinds of currencies that can happen throughout your life. So guys, everybody make a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Visit us online at moneyripples.com for more resources to help you fix money leaks and get your money working harder for you now.